This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Search and rescue teams are searching to reach dozens feared trapped after a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked wide swaths of Turkey and neighboring Syria on Monday, killing thousands of people. VOA's Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
The effort now is to get these people out alive. Now, they are struggling against the elements. The region is in the grip of a very severe winter. As we speak now at night, temperatures are plummeted below zero. Freezing rain along with snow brings with it the risk of hypothermia for anyone that is trapped in these buildings, and even for the wider population, that many of them have lost their homes and now on the streets.
That's VOA's Dorian Jones from Istanbul. The deadly earthquake hit hard in areas that house millions of Syrians already displaced by war, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Syria's Idlib province, the last remaining rebel-held stronghold, many of the displaced live in dire conditions in makeshift camps. In both government and opposition-controlled areas of northern Syria, buildings weakened by years of bombings were particularly vulnerable to this new shock. Carsten Hansen, director for the Middle East at the Norwegian Refugee Council, said in a statement that the earthquake will worsen the suffering of Syrians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbas region. Moscow is thought to be assembling additional combat power there for an expected offensive in the coming weeks. Officials said Monday that intense fighting that has raged for weeks continued around the city of Bakhmut and nearby towns. They're located in the Donetsk region, with neighboring Luhansk makes up the area that borders Russia. This is VOA News. The White House says improved surveillance brought down the Chinese balloon off the eastern state of South Carolina, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Biden was asked why China launched the balloon.
Because of Chinese.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the military has begun collecting debris from the balloon.
We took steps to mitigate whatever collection capability the balloon would have over our sensitive military sites. No, I'm not going to talk about what those mitigations measures were, but we did that.
John Kirby firmly rejected China's claim the U.S. violated international law by shooting down the balloon. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Switzerland is close to breaking with centuries of tradition as a neutral state, as a pro-Ukraine shift in the public and political mood puts pressure on the government to end a ban on exports of Swiss weapons to war zones. Buyers of Swiss arms are legally prevented from re-exporting them, a restriction that some representing the country's large weapons industry say is now hurting trade. Israeli forces killed five Hamas militants on Monday during a raid of a refugee camp near the occupied West Bank city of Jericho, the Palestinian armed group and Israeli sources said. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the Israeli incursion. Hamas's armed wing, the Qassam Brigades, said it would avenge the death of its members killed in the Akbat Jaber refugee camp raid. Israel said the operation aimed at capturing gunmen who last month attempted a shooting attack on Israelis. The military said two suspected Palestinian gunmen entered a crowded restaurant in a Jewish settlement in the West Bank and attempted to open fire, but fled after a weapon malfunctioned. Over the past week, Israel said security forces had conducted a number of operations to try and find and arrest the suspects.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. An attorney representing a teacher in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia who was shot by a student alleges administrators failed to act despite violence against students, teachers, and staff, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to a court filing, the six-year-old boy who shot and wounded his first-grade teacher cursed staff and teachers, tried to whip students with a belt, and once choked another teacher. The incidents are described in a litigation notice sent to the Newport News School District by the lawyer representing wounded teacher Abby Zwerner. The notice claims the boy slammed Zwerner's cell phone, breaking it. He was given a one-day suspension. Zwerner was shot the day he returned. I'm Norman Hall.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or for the latest news and information, follow us on the VOA mobile app. You can also find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine.